The Pentagon has unveiled a new medal to honor soldiers who successfully launch cyber attacks or remote-controlled drone strikes. Defense Secretary Leon Panetta has announced the new award, which has been called the Distinguished Warfare Medal. He said the medal glorifies troops playing a crucial role in modern warfare with high-tech weapons far from the front line. The U.S. uses drones to assassinate targets in Iraq, Afghanistan, Pakistan, Yemen, and Somalia. It has said the unmanned aircraft target militants, but evidence on the ground has shown many civilians, including women and children, have died in those raids. Human rights groups have condemned the assassination drone strikes. Well, to discuss that a bit further, we're now joined by Edward Peck, who is a former U.S. diplomat, who is joining us now on the line from Washington. Mr. Peck, thanks a lot for joining us. Now, isn't this kind of a sick joke, especially for those of the victims' families of these drone strikes?
Well, as you probably are aware, as I'm sure you're aware, there's a big discussion going on in this country with strongly held views on both sides of the validity, utility, and humanity of these drone strikes. And it is clear that a substantial portion of the American public and a lot of people in government do not think that this is the way to go forward. It's a difficult question which requires a great deal of thought, but it is a problem, and we recognize it as such, or at least, my friend, some of us do.
Well, sir, you know, the American government has obviously been pushing to put forth a framework of sorts to legalize these assassination drone strikes. And now, of course, these medals will be awarded as well to those who carry out these drone strikes. Do you believe that these efforts will succeed in legalizing and making these drone strikes okay?
Well, you know, legalizing something is a question of to whom you are speaking, because what may seem legal to him may be illegal to the person across the way. So, these medals are a little bit of a concern to me. I have served twice in the Army as a paratrooper in days of earlier wars, and a medal is something that I think you get for doing something honorable and decent, and I am not sure personally that these drone strikes fall into that category.
So then, Mr. Peck, is essentially the United States finding itself in a corner when it comes to these drones?
Well, I don't know about the corner part of it, because it's our government that's doing it, and there are people clearly who do not think that this is the way to go forward, and there are others in this country, which is the most important determinant for the question you've just posed, my friend, but a lot of people think that this is the way to do it. I personally do not think so. I believe it generates more problems than it solves, and it certainly is not in keeping with the principles that we keep stating are the ones that guide our nation in its international relations. Drone strikes and what the Israelis for years have called targeted assassinations. You know, if you look at the U.S. legal definition of international terrorism, assassinations and kidnapping are two of them, and we have done that. But for the best of reasons, you see, that's how it's seen by the people who put the program forward.
All right, we'll have to leave it there for now. That was Edward Peck, former U.S. diplomat, speaking to us on the line from Washington. Mr. Peck, as always, we do appreciate your insight here on Press TV.